Welcome to Sarah's. My name is Primo Sacramento, and thank you for watching Primo Tells Inspiring Stories. But before we begin, I'd like to give a shout out to all our subscribers and viewers all over the world. Thank you for your continued support. And if you haven't done so yet, please like, share, and subscribe to Contessera Pageantry, because here on Contessera Pageantry, we live for this.
Pero para sa sarili mo,
wow,
the camaraderie shows.
Dancers leaving them
for the beauty of the
deciding factor.
And then being independent, I think that's one thing that resonates with me. Journey in Miss Universe Philippines, I got a lot of, you know, bashing. I want to inspire myself to work so hard to achieve that dream vacation and to just work hard.
On this episode of Primo Tells Inspiring Stories, we're hanging out with someone who carved her own space in the pageant world. G. San Pedro started as a huge fan of Catriona Gray, and that admiration inspired her to begin blogging. Today, her pageant commentaries are followed and respected by many in the community. So sit back, relax, and join us as Primo tells the inspiring story of G. San Pedro in this episode, Luxong Baka.
Hello to all my supporters who've been, you know, showing such great support to me. Maraming salamat. And to all the viewers of Primo sa Contessera Pageantry, thank you so much, guys, for continuous love and support. Hit like and subscribe.
Where is Miss G. San Pedro from, and where were you born and raised?
I was actually born in Santa Maria, Bulacan. So I'm a pure-blooded Bulacanya. I grew up there and raised by my parents. So basically, my family was really from Bulacan.
Childhood often leaves us with the most unforgettable memories. So I asked her about the fondest childhood moments that still stay with her today.
You know what, growing up, I could tell you that the fondest maybe was during, vacation season in the Philippines. If it's like vacation season, I get to bond with my cousins in the province. That's the most or the fondest memories that I can think of. Because growing up, you know, if you're gay in the Philippines, people will always, you know, look at you. So during high school, during elementary days, I couldn't say that it's one of the fondest memories. So I should, you know, choose, you know, bonding with my cousins in the province, in Ildefonso, Bulacan. Yeah, you know what? It's still fresh in my mind whenever, you know, I think about it. I always remember me and my cousins will play Luxong Baka. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Luxong Baka. That's one of the things that we do. And then we also do like, because we have this house tree in Bulacan. So if it's Christmas, New Year, all my cousins will be there. We will gather together. We will play. And like what you said, maliligo sa ilog. And the most funny and most memorable for me is yung mamamas ko ka sa mga lolo't lola mo.
Oh, wow.
In the Philippines, yeah. We used to do that.
Yeah. Growing up teaches us lessons we carry for life. I asked G about one thing she learned in childhood that she still considers valuable today.
Valuable during my childhood. I think one thing that I can just really share is, you know, the lesson that my mom taught me when I'm you know, still growing up back then, because as you all know, if you're bakla or if you're gay in the Philippines, tampulan ka ng tukso. What I can always remember my mom told me is to never hurt someone. Like, you know, do not ever say anything bad to other people. It's okay if you get hurt as long as hindi ikaw yung makakasakit sa kapwa tao mo. So up until now, that's the main, lesson, I guess, that I still value and still instill in me. And I live with that advice from my mom.
Every pageant blogger and analyst has a starting point. I was curious about how G first began her pageant journey.
my journey. So I started my YouTube channel in 2019. If I'm not mistaken, third quarter of 2019, I started to share my travel vlogs when I went to Thailand to watch Miss Universe 2018.
I'm done watching Miss Universe. Sobrang daming tao here. Oh my God. I'm sick pa. So we just won Miss Universe again.
Then I tried makeup, vlogging, whatever, you know, that's in during or trending during that time. It's really hard to gain subscribers because you don't know what, you know, people are looking for. If you're actually, if you can influence them or not. If you're fine or what I call this one, it's really hard to find your forte at the beginning. So one time, me and my friend watched Binibini Pilipinas 2019. It was during Gazini's time. And we just decided to share our pageant insights, our thoughts after the coronation. So we recorded our conversation using my phone inside this restaurant. And then I was really surprised the next day when I uploaded it, I gained a lot of views from that particular, you know, conversation with my friend. And the rest is actually history. So I can still remember that time. It's, you know, Gazini Ganados competition in Binibini Pilipinas. So that's where I really started to really find, you know, my craft, which is, you know, the vlogging or the pageant, or to enter the pageant world, the pageant vlogging here in the Philippines.
Pageantry is full of inspiring stories. I asked her which candidate's story resonated with her most and how she applied that inspiration in her own life.
I'm actually thinking for a candidate. I think one candidate that truly, or beauty queen, that truly inspires me will be, you know, none other than, of course, Catriona Gray. I'm not picking Pia words back because I saw the effort of Pia and I truly admire her as well, especially her motivation. But when it comes to like bringing the Philippines in Miss Universe, I saw it to Catriona. Like up until now, promoting Philippine textile and then being independent. I think that's one thing that resonates with me, with Catriona being independent. We knew for a fact that, you know, Catriona doesn't have any camp during that time. Like, she built her own team in competing. So being independent and promoting Philippines in the Miss Universe stage is something that I'm really, really proud of, Catriona. And it's something that, you know, resonates me as well. Aside from being independent, you know, I started to really appreciate what Philippines can offer. That we have a lot of things to offer, not just, you know, being beauty queen or being the best when it comes to boxing, but really it's more about you know, the Philippine culture, our tradition, things like that.
Behind the success are always struggles. I wanted to know what challenges G had to overcome in her journey.
I faced a lot of challenges in doing pageant commentaries. I can still remember it was Michelle Gumabao's journey in Miss Universe Philippines. I got a lot of, you know, bashing. Also with Rabia, Pulit, Amelinx, because as you all know, Primo, I'm not, how I do my commentaries, or I mean, it was really different compared to everyone who's doing their pageant insights or sharing their pageant commentaries. I'm very straightforward, no holds bars sometimes. And to be honest, I also get some, you know, some kind of like, how do I say it? Sometimes I cross the line and I'm guilty about it in giving my pageant insight. Some of my supporters appreciate it. Some of my viewers were actually not appreciating the way how I express my pageant insights or my pageant commentaries. But how do I deal with it? You know what? It's no longer a challenge for me. I'm used to it. Because it's better for me to get a lot of bashing because I'm being true to myself than saying flowery words or praises to candidates, then I'm not being true to my commentaries just to gain, you know, their approval, if you get what I'm saying.
Yes, yes. So, you'd rather be authentic and be
that
real.
That is right.
Many pageant bloggers find joy in different parts of their work. I ask G what she considers the best thing about being a pageant blogger.
You know what, the best thing, not just the best thing, but you know, it's actually a blessing for me that I get to build my own community. I don't call them subscribers, I call them supporters. You know, it's like me gaining friends. Because some of my viewers, my supporters, you know, we're actually following each other on Instagram. They get to share stories with me, how I inspire them. So I think it's really the best thing of having this platform, this channel, is I was, you know, still able to express myself. That's number one. Knowing that people are there to support me. Second, I get to inspire other people, not just about my commentaries, in the world of pageantry, but sometimes, you know, during live chats, there were supporters who will ask for an advice, what they need to do, what are my thoughts about it. So given that platform that I can actually share my views and opinions, I can share advice, it's such a wonderful feeling for me and fulfillment as well.
All right, so let's move on to the next segment or portion of the interview. So this is all about your favorites. Favorite dessert?
Ice cream.
Singer?
Pass.
TV show?
Pass.
Pulutan?
Sisig.
Filipino movie?
Oh my gosh. Tony Gonzaga, Piolo Pascual, I forgot the movie.
Starting Over Again.
Oh my God, yeah. Starting Over Again. You knew it. Yes. I love it.
International movie?
International movie. I'll always go with what call this one? The Notebook.
Beautiful. Song.
Any songs of Tyla right now?
A book.
Book? What the book that I read? Ikigai.
City.
New York City.
International celebrity.
International celebrity, anyone from K-pop.
Filipino celebrity.
And Curtis.
Filipino fashion designer.
Designer, I say, Rian Fernandez for now.
Filipino beauty queen.
Of course, Catriona.
International beauty queen.
My favorite, Miss Universe 2002. No, I forgot. From Dominican Republic. I don't know her name though.
Yeah. All right.
Amelia Vega.
International pageant.
Miss Universe. Am I right? Is it like the pageant you're asking? Yeah, Miss Universe, of course.
And a locally produced pageant in the Philippines.
Binibining Pilipinas.
To make things even more interesting, we added a lighthearted question and answer segment from Miss Universe 1994.
It was asked of Philippines' Charlene Gonzalez.
Go ahead, into the bowl. You've chosen judge number 7, Jonas McCord.
If you could be a fictional film or literary character, who would you be and why?
I think I would be Superwoman. Because she helps a lot of people, she's very fun, and she's a dynamic person who does many deeds for our world.
All right.
I think I get to choose Anne Hathaway from Princess Diaries. That's one of the movies that I can still recall that I watched back in, you know, my teenage years. And I feel like, you know, I feel like a princess back then. I mean, every one of us wants to be a princess and to find their prince charming, right? So I think I'll be Anne Hathaway. Princess of Geo, what's the Geova, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, Genova.
Genova. Yeah.
Advice can be powerful, so I ask G what guidance she would give to upcoming beauty queens or contestants.
This is actually a very good question, Primo, and sometimes, you know, it is being asked during my live chat sessions with my supporters. But if ever, you know, if given a chance to give advice to a beauty queen competing in a beauty pageant, I think you should know the reason why you are competing. Know your purpose. That's number one. Know your purpose, because make sure you're doing it for yourself, not for anybody else. Not to be a beauty queen just to have the title, but make sure that you know your purpose while you're entering this pageant journey. Because as we all know, pageant, you know, joining pageant can be toxic most of the time. So as long as you know your core values, as long as you know your purpose while you're competing, you will never be, you know, redirected. Like, you will know for sure your purpose, and that will give you that drive, you know, to compete, to push for it, and, you know, possibly you might win the pageant. So always know your purpose. Do not join the pageant just because you want an exposure. That's number one. Do not ever compete if you're actually want to prove, let's say I joined Binibining Pilipinas, I didn't, you know, win. So I'll be joining Miss Universe Philippines because I want to prove to Binibining Pilipinas that, you know, I'm such, you know, kawalan nila ako, things like that. So if you get what I'm saying, take it from our beauty queens, Pia Worsbach, Catriona Gray, they never gave up because they know their purpose in competing, in trying for the second or third time. I think that's the most advice that I could give to the candidates right now. Know your purpose.
Blogging and pageant analysis can influence so many people. I asked her what message she wanted to share with her fellow bloggers and analysts.
My message to them, or to my co-pageant vloggers in the community, I mean, I know for a fact that sometimes views plays a big role in the community that we belong to, but we have to always be responsible and to always make sure to be authentic. Do not ever sugarcoat. I know for a fact na may kanya-kanya tayong marketability on how we can actually gain views from our supporters, from our viewers, but we have to make sure that we produce quality contents. That's number one. Number two, be kind. Because sometimes in the, I don't consider anyone as my competition, but you know, sometimes in the pageant vlogging community, getting may iwasan yung mga away or misunderstanding, things like that. We are one family here. So what I'm just trying to say is to stay true to your craft. That's number one. And number two, do not lose yourself and be desperate, you know, in getting those views. Just for the sake of views, you will create something that is not even true, things like that. And love, love, love lang tayo.
Love, love, love. Yeah, that's the best message. Yeah.
No journey is ever walked alone. I wanted to know who inspires G to keep moving forward.
You know, I want to be honest with this question. No one is actually, you know, inspires me, but, you know, just myself. Like, I do have a lot of plans in life, right? So I keep going because I want to achieve something. Let's say for a simple travel, you know, I'll work hard for the next few months because I'm looking forward for this travel that might happen in December or next year. This is what I'm looking forward. That's what inspires me the most, you know, to have or to experience good experiences in life. So I think as a single person, I don't need someone to inspire me, but really I want to inspire myself to work so hard to achieve that dream vacation and to just work hard because I cannot depend, you know, to someone else because I'm very independent. So there, That's all I can say, basically.
Sometimes the smallest gestures leave the biggest mark. I asked G about an act of kindness she received that she'll never forget.
Okay, so since we're actually like circling in the pageant community, we're talking about supporters, things like that. You know, I'm very honest with my supporters, my viewers about, you know, I cannot say that I'm struggling financially, but I can still remember this subscriber. He's actually from New York. Donnie is one of my subscribers, and then he chatted me last time. He said, I was not able to watch your live. And then I just told him, I was not able to do my live because my dad is in the hospital right now. And then you know what? This guy sent me money. I haven't met him in person. So, like, it's not 1,000 pesos. It's not 2,000. It's more than that. That's why I was really shocked. I feel blessed, grateful, thankful to this person. And sometimes, you know what, my subscribers or my supporters get to spoil me as well. Like giving me perfumes from the US, makeup, things like that, that, you know, I really appreciate because I told them that, you know, even nung nagtatrabaho na ako, Primo, I couldn't afford to buy a luxury perfume. What I can only buy is just the Victoria's Secrets, things like that. If you get me. So, you know what? Getting this kind of kindness from my subscribers, supporters, means a lot to me. Because sometimes, you know, ang weird man sabihin or it may sound cliche, but it's really healing my inner child. Then, you know, the healing my inner child moment. So yon, I'm very thankful and grateful to them. That's the act of kindness that I can remember. Because I don't know these people. You know, sometimes we're expecting help from the people that we know, right? Like the norm. But I didn't know these people that much. I never met this person, but this person was really like the willingness to help us there. So I was really touched by this person, like super. And I'm so blessed to have him.
What a beautiful story. It's making me kind of... you know why they're doing that to you? Kasi you made a huge impact sa life nila.
Yeah. You know? Sabi nga nila.
Yeah.
But you know, ako naman kasi parang I just do my life. Let's just be happy, happy here. And if you're true to yourself, really, Primo, people will really appreciate you kahit magkamali ka pa. Yeah. Like, I've done so many comments na hindi maganda pakinggan, like what I've shared with you a while ago. I even crossed the line sometimes. But these people never turned their backs on me. Like, they stayed with me. That's why I'm really, really thankful to my supporters.
Looking back is just as important as looking forward. I asked G if she could speak to her 10-year-old self. What advice would she give?
If I could just give an advice to myself, you know, back then, I think the advice that I can give to myself is to be strong. Because, you know, growing up, I didn't expect that life can be challenging. Because I was deprived with everything during my childhood days. So I'll tell that younger self to stay strong, and life can be challenging sometimes, but you know, it could get better. You might not get it in an instant. You might need to go to different, you know, path, direction, but life is beautiful. Stay strong because the future is very challenging. Like, it will challenge not just your emotional being, but you know, everything about your life. It's very challenging, Primo, especially if you grow up in a separate family. Like, my mom and dad was actually separated when I was young. I also experienced abuse from my father. I get to wake up and go to work with a lot of, we call it pasa or latay sa legs, because I was abused My classmates will ask me what happened to you, things like that. But no one cares to help me during that time, you know. I was outcasted when I was in elementary because I'm gay. So no one wants to be friends with me. So yeah, I mean, be strong because life is beautiful, but it's not beautiful as what you expected. Back in the days, like when I was like 10 years old, I knew that life is beautiful. Life is good. But you know what? Growing up, started working, faced a lot of challenges, I realized that life is not, it's not beautiful in an instant. Like, there's a lot of challenges that we have to face, we have to conquer. But yeah, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. That's what I'm going to tell to myself.
Wow. And finally, the question that I ask every episode, ano pa ba ang pangarap ng isang Miss G San Pedro?
Oh my God, you know what, Primo? It's more of having that financial freedom. As you know, people might think that, you know, I have everything, that I'm well off. I'm not. So to be honest, one of my dreams really is to have, you know, that financial freedom. I want to make sure that when a member of a family passed away, I'll give them a good, you know, send off, things like that. My dreams right now, of course, syempre, kung maging selfish ako, I wanna live a comfortable life, right? But this time, my dream is to have a house for my mom and to buy my own house in the future. I don't know when it will happen. I'll be turning like 40 years old in 3 years' time. So right now, I'm turning 37. I just really want to enjoy my life. And then I told myself, when I turn 40 years old, it's the time I'll really focus, you know, in building or making that dream to happen. So yeah, just want to have that financial freedom. As you know, life in the Philippines is very challenging. It's not always, yeah, Filipinos are happy people, but in reality, you know, we face different challenges in life. And most of the Filipino people, or majority, the problem is, you know, money, right? Not having financial freedom. Let's not be plastic here. It's always good to have yourself a treat, especially if you're deprived, you know, during your childhood. But yeah, ayun lang, simpleng pangarap to have a financial freedom to settle, you know, to settle in the province. To have a, you know, a meaningful life, pero tahimik. Mga ganong klaseng buhay yung gusto ko na. Ayun lang. That's just my dream right now or so far that I can share. Thank you for giving me this opportunity first, Prima. I just want to say thank you so, so much. I mean, for being here in your channel. It means a lot to me. Like what I've told you last time, I don't feel that I'm that relevant to be a guest here in your channel, but you still, you know, gave me this opportunity to be seen and to be heard here in your channel. So thank you so much for this opportunity. To everyone who is watching Contessera Pageantry, please do support this channel because this is not your ordinary pageant YouTube channel. You know, I'm also a fan of sharing life stories, and this is the first time that someone from the community made an effort, you know, to make a big difference, right? To create this kind of platform wherein we talk about pageantry, not just that, we also talk about, you know, life stories that can inspire, you know, you, me, or the viewers. So thank you, Primo, for stepping up, for doing this, you know, change in the line of the pageant community that we have right now. And to my supporters, my subscribers, my viewers, thank you for continuous love and support and for always patronizing me, for accepting me for who I am. Please do support Contessera Pageantry. You will learn not just about more of pageantry, but more of, you know, life experiences ng mga guests niya. So yun, maraming salamat Primo for this opportunity.
There you have it, mga Contesteras. You've just watched the beautiful and inspiring story of G. San Pedro. If you like this content, please continue to like, share, and subscribe to Contesara Pageantry. Once again, my name is Primo Sacramento, and thank you for watching Primo Tells Inspiring Stories.